Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Lonnie, the theater lady, my goodness.
My goodness, what?
To have you here again to talk about theater, we are honored. And blessed. Blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Aw, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, good. It's
mutual. Because, you know, going to the theater is one of my favorite things to do.
That's why they call you the theater lady.
Is that why they do? I wondered.
What are we talking about?
We are talking... I can't tell you. Because it's for girls only.
Oh.
So you can't see it.
Well, that's cute.
Girls Only, The Secret Comedy of Women, which is now playing at the Cabaret in downtown Pittsburgh, CLO production. And it was really silly and funny and cute, and it's an exploration of all things girly. No subject.
Were there men in the audience?
Untouched. There were.
Were they uncomfortable?
I couldn't tell because they were in front of me. And I was seeing the backs of their heads. I did see some shoulders, you know, shaking as though they were laughing. I was so engrossed.
Or shivering
in the show.
In fear.
Could be. I was pretty engrossed in the show, but I did occasionally
good.
Look and see what they were doing.
Sure.
But seriously, when I said no topic was out of bounds, no topic was, and I will not discuss them because they're not. A lot of these topics are not considered appropriate for polite company. Let's just say that.
Well, you're not in polite company here, so feel
but
free.
But some of our viewers might be polite.
I see.
I'm hoping some of
well,
them.
That'll entice them to go and see it.
That's right. This show was written by Barbara Gehring and her friend. This was really cute. Linda Klein. They discovered at one point their childhood diaries, and they started to read them to each other and said, hey, we have a show here. And they wrote it and they performed it for several years themselves.
Oh, wow.
Hundreds of performances. And then they finally turned it over. So in this production, we had Julianne Avolio and Sarah Williams were the two young girls who had this kind of pajama party gone rogue that they invited the audience to be a part of.
Uh-huh.
So there were many hilarious videos and songs. One of the songs lines that caught me as particularly funny was, who put the guy in gynecologist? Talking about men dominating things. It was cute. So they developed a real rapport with the audience through their improvisational skits that they did, even though there was a lot of scripted sketches too. But the improv made the audience really feel a part of things. And Julianne used these very exaggerated facial expressions that just totally added to the merriment of the whole night. And that's, I think, a good word to describe it, just total merriment. And a couple of the sketches that were particularly funny was Crafter's Corners. And they talked about what women of a certain age would have some products around the house that they no longer needed. And they showed us some new practical ideas of what to do with these things that were just unbelievably funny. And I did notice the man in front of me was laughing very hard at that part.
So men are allowed to go
allowed.
And see it, we should
and,
say that.
I don't know if I'd recommend it, but the ones there seemed on the way out were laughing. So I guess there weren't many of them, but that was all right. And I'm trying to think what else I want to tell you about it. Oh, they did a number, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, each of them with a pair of pantyhose, doing this dance. Hilarious. I know you've never tried to get into a pair of pantyhose, so you wouldn't appreciate this.
Thank you for assuming that that is the truth. Thank you.
Yes. Those of us that have could really appreciate the humor. So all in all, I think this would be a great night out with your girlfriends, or just yourself and another friend, or even go alone if you want. But guaranteed, you will laugh, you will have fun, you will be engaged by both of the actresses, because they seemed as though they were having such a great time and there was nowhere they would rather be. And really, you felt a part of things. I loved it. They took a handbag from two different ladies. They didn't take them, they borrowed them. And this was one of their improv sketches. And they reached into the handbags and pulled things out and did improvisational things about what they found in the handbags.
What if you found something really embarrassing?
Hilarious. Well, I'm not sure what they would have done. But the one thing they found that I thought was hilarious was deodorant. And oh, they really did a funny skit about that they just improvised on the spot. But I thought, who carries deodorant in their purse?
More people than you probably know.
I guess.
Well, this is clearly a show that I will never be cast in.
No. Oh, and I thought this was really cool. The director of this show, this is the 7th production of this show that she has directed. They brought her in from California. She lives in L.A. Luann Nunes-Deschar. And apparently she loves this show, or she wouldn't be in her 7th production of it. So, you want to laugh? Not you. I don't think you'd think it was funny. You wouldn't get it. But you want to laugh and you're a woman or a wannabe woman? Go see this show.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.